Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands. Deathlands number 135, Killville. Ryan went back to working at his bonds, scanning the room for a tool he could use to cut through them. The counter-like tables lined up before the glass were scratched, and some had been broken. Ryan looked for a jagged edge he might use. Ryan's head snapped up, his lone eye fixed on the far door. Ugh, shit. Two huge, angry dogs, descended from Rottweilers, had come through the door.
Guess who's coming for dinner?
Ryan ignored the voice in his head and ran awkwardly, unable to swing his arms, his mind racing as the hungry dogs sprinted toward their gravy-soaked meal. He needed to get his hands free somehow. Ryan reached the line of tables that ran along the leftmost wall, the only furniture in the room. Without slowing, he leapt, his heels barely clearing the nearest table edge. The dogs gave chase, snapping at his heels at ground level as he ran along the line of desks. Ryan turned his attention to the plexiglass.
You want me to chill your pets?
You're welcome to try, brother.
Fine. You assholes want a show?
I'll give you a fucking show.
Ryan made his way to the centermost table. The frustrated dogs were trying to leap up, but they couldn't get enough traction with their forelegs nor leverage with their hind legs to make it up onto the tabletop. One of them ran back and tried a running jump. Ryan kicked it in the face, and it fell back. The other dog leapt, its jaws slavering. So Ryan kicked that one in the head. Having the high ground gave him a momentary advantage, but he couldn't keep this up forever, Ryan knew. He headed toward the mound of broken tables. When he got there, he saw, on an upended wedge of tabletop, a piece of snapped metal bracing that might possibly serve to saw his bonds if he had a few uninterrupted minutes with it, which wasn't happening. There were even a few fractured table legs he might be able to use as a weapon if he had his hands free. But the only way to access any of that was to get down on the floor. Down where the snarling beasts were watching him intently, baring their teeth, daring him to come within their range.
Fireblast.
Before him, one of the dogs scrambled back, turned, and charged toward the table he stood on at some speed. It leapt, and Ryan kicked the beast in the side of its head, knocking it back. The other dog had settled on a different tactic. It prowled the room as if hunting for other, easier prey, before coming back around toward the first table Ryan had jumped onto. Ryan watched helplessly as the dog got a good running start, this time, and charged the table. It cleared the edge with its forepaws and dragged its heavy, muscular body up in a flurry of kicking legs.
Well, shit.
The beast on the floor paused in its aggression, watching with fascination as his packmate moved with growing confidence toward their prey. Ryan watched, calculating the timing in his head. The dog was six tables away, and there was no place for Ryan to run. It was taking its time now, walking slowly as it judged the distance between the first table and the second. Ryan's wrists were still bound behind him, and the best thing he could think to do was probably going to at least dislocate a shoulder, even in the unlikely event that the move worked. But what else was he going to do? Give up?
Fuck that.